Good morning, it's 8464CA. More of the songs you love to sing along to. There's a good example too from the New Radicals. Well, it was meant to be the panacea and our key to freedom. And, you know, there is no doubt that that basically is the case. But unfortunately, even with some of the areas right across the country where you've got high numbers of double vax people, unfortunately, COVID-19 is still getting in and it's still causing some issues. So I guess it makes sense with respect to the position of our state government here in Queensland, still trying to get those vaccination rates up as high as possible to minimise the impact when we do open up borders, because it does seem it's still leaking through. Interesting letter to the editor in the Cairns Post this morning. Keep cafes COVID clear, it's titled. As a double vaxxed older person, I will be careful to avoid any cafes which don't appear to keep out unvaccinated people. I hear Ireland is 90% vaxxed and are having a medical emergency with so many people with COVID in hospitals, writes Joy there from Clifton Beach. Is that the case? What's the trend? What is happening in Ireland? Let's cross to Dublin in Ireland this morning and have a chat to a former Cairns local. Laurie Nell joins us. Good morning, Laurie. Welcome to the breakfast show, even though it's very late at night in Ireland, I understand.
Good morning, Murray. Well, it's not that late. It's just after 9 o'clock, so it's still reasonable. Still not quite my bedtime.
Oh, it's pumpkin time for me. Well, look, as you've just heard that letter to the editor from Joy there at Clifton Beach into the Cairns Post. Well, what is the vaccination status? What type of percentages have they achieved in Ireland in recent times?
So it's up around 90% for all people aged over 12. So it's pretty high. In fact, it's one of the highest in the world, which is pretty good considering it was not a slow start, but a little bit later than some other countries around the place, much quicker than Australia, admittedly, but still. So the vaccination numbers are high, but as you were saying there, and as the letter to the editor in the Cairns Post that you referred to mentioned, things are spiking again in terms of daily COVID numbers, which is a bit of a worry.
Now, she's actually described it as a medical emergency. Would you go that far, or things just starting to break out and the government is taking some preventative steps?
I wouldn't call it a medical emergency. Things are definitely higher than they should be. They're definitely on the trend upwards, but it's still at a reasonable level. I think the thing is the government and the health authorities are really trying to get in before things perhaps get out of hand later in, say, December. And particularly, I think we talked about this time last year, Murray, coming up to Christmas, which is always a big event in the Irish family calendar.
Sure.
So it's getting in early and trying to kind of cut things off at the pass, if you like.
And obviously being middle of winter, well, sorry, coming into winter in Europe as well, I should imagine that that's possibly adding to the infectiousness of COVID-19, because people are probably in smaller areas to keep nice and warm. So I should imagine the current temperature and the climate probably isn't assisting at this time either.
I think that's absolutely correct what you're saying there, Murray. And we would typically in Europe see a spike in flu cases, from about now onwards. And obviously flu and coronavirus are different things. But they were predicting something similar with coronavirus. So I think that has to be factored in. I think that the challenge is that it's a little bit sharper than people had expected. And they're kind of wondering whether the immunity is waning after, roughly 6 months of the vaccination. So they're looking at booster programs and things like that to try and kind of rein things in.
Now, look, one of the things about the COVID-19 vaccines, they will say that that if you do become infected, you'll actually be less infectious. You're likely to have, less side effects as a result of the COVID-19. I know you're not a medical expert, but, with such high vaccination rates, even though you're starting to have the spikes, are they serious cases? Are they cases where people are actually ending up in ICU or people just getting sick?
So it's a bit of a mixture. I think, just based on the numbers, the more people that catch it, the more people are going to get sick, the more people in ICU. I mean, that's just a logical thing. But what they're really finding, and I think this is the interesting thing, is that there is a greater proportion of people, on the one hand, getting sick and ending up in hospital, and then further ending up in intensive care, who are not vaccinated, and they're overrepresented amongst those who are getting seriously ill. Most people, as you said, if they're vaccinated, it has an effect, but not to the same extent. They're not as contagious. The virus isn't as contagious, and equally, they're recovering much quicker. So, you know, it's definitely having an impact. I think they're just a bit concerned, and they're introducing from tomorrow night some further restrictions, and they're not definitely lockdown restrictions as we may have seen earlier in the year and last year, but they're just, you know, tightening things up a little bit so that people maybe think a little bit more, take a bit more personal responsibility, and have a bit more awareness of what it is that they're doing.
Well, look, hopefully those measures that the government in Ireland is putting in place certainly slows things down, and, you know, those vaccination rates will keep people relatively safe despite their concerns. Now, look, just before we go, probably the most important question of the morning is that I'm getting organised for Christmas, and I've actually been making some Irish cream for friends and family that I've actually been making at home, and it's been remarkably successful. But I just want a bit of advice. Some people say Tullamore Dew. Some people say Jameson's. I've heard about Dubliner, and I've heard about Slane. What's the best Irish whiskey for me to be using, Laurie? I thought you might be a good man to lean on there.
I might well get myself into an argument if I say the wrong things on this one. I'm quite fond of the Bushmills single malt. Okay. If you know about that one, Murray, it's from Northern Ireland, but it's one of the oldest distilleries, I think, in whiskey distilleries in the world. It's quite a nice drop.
Well, look, unfortunately, you're a bit too far away, and a bit like taking coal to Newcastle. I won't send you any Irish cream over to where you are there, Ireland, in Ireland for Christmas, Laurie. But I'll check it out. And I do know I have seen the Bushmills. That's been in some of the local stores, so I'll go and check it out. But great to talk to you this morning, and certainly getting some of a bit of an update as to how things are faring in Ireland. So it seems like she was 90% correct. What Joy wrote there in the newspaper this morning. Former Cairns local, Laurie Nell, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Murray.
There are songs that bring back great memories.